And the container that they use to take the hens to market in the...
A coop?
That's the one with bars, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we always call the hen house, chicken coop.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it could be called that too.
Children have a turkey or chicken, and they always want to get a certain...
Oh, the breastbone.
They ever call anything else? The
wishbone.
You never call that the pulley bone? That's a little bit farther south.
Mm-hmm.
You have a term for the edible insides of a pig or a calf? Part that it's edible? General term for all of it, you know, including the liver and lungs and so forth.
You mean all of it?
Uh-huh. Huh. That's, some places they have it. I haven't heard much around here, so I'm not surprised. You don't use the word chitlins or harslet or
no. Haslet,
pluck, liver and lights, anything like
that. Liver and lights? Mm-hmm.
That's just liver and...
That's all, just the two things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if you can remember this, this ought to be fun. Could you call the cows from pasture for me, please? I used to call the cows.
Cobas, cobas, cobas.
Okay. And to make the cow stand still when you're milking her, is say to her anything special?
Steady, steady. Of course, that's localisms too. Very much so, both of those are. Different farmers have different ways of calling.
Yes, even a geographical.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
How would you call the calves?
They're usually with the cows.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose either way, they're probably the same as the cows. Cobas.
To make the team go left or right?
G and H.
Which is which?
Mm. Because G is right and H is left, isn't it?
I think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I've forgotten to. How about calling the horses from pasture?
I don't know.
Did they ever...
I think it would be come hoss, come hoss.
Or did it whistle? Or
yeah, whistle. Send the dog out. Usually the dog could do it. Could do it with the cattle, too.
Mm-hmm. How about to make the horse go a little faster? What would you say?
Get in. Really means get up, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What about
mm-hmm. Pluck.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay.